approximately 1 in every 59 children are born with autism. Albert Einstein.
Dr. Einstein had no speech until age 3. Steve Jobs. He was a loner. He brought snakes to school.
Leonardo da Vinci. This man was far advanced on the autism spectrum.
I'm not naughty. I'm autistic. And I just get too much information.
You're listening to Takiwa Tanga, Love Not Cure, Exploring Autism, One Strength at a Time.
We were all like the same. We were like, and you know, I remember friends saying, and I hate this comment, she doesn't look autistic. Drives me. And I was like, so what does she look like? It's like she's coping beautifully. And it's just like, I remember when she was young and she'd have the meltdowns. And I guess parents didn't understand. They wouldn't, you know, they didn't know what to do. And they'd be like patting her on the back. I was like, no, just leave her. Just give her space and she will be fine. Yeah. But the more you interact with her, the worse it escalates.
Do you think we just need more awareness across the board, regardless of who you are?
Yeah, and I guess if you didn't know anything about autism, if you didn't have it in any of your family members, never like worked with anyone that was autistic or neurodivergent, you wouldn't have a clue.
Yeah, you wouldn't have, and you just assume.
It's just acknowledging that, I suppose, educating them. Mm. And then on my husband's side, they're in Christchurch, so we don't see hardly any of those as well.
Is she still having challenges on the food that she eats right now?
It has got better, I must say, this year. Still very beige, but we're doing chicken now. She's starting to eat. Like last night we had venison sausages, and it was one meal I cooked. And I was like, ooh. But everything's like picnic dinner, so everything can't touch.
Yeah.
So similar, but she'll still have different things. Like she would have, like, she had rice last night, or she'll have pasta, and then there'll be carrot and some nuts. Mm. So kind of still healthy, but very different to what we would have. Yeah. It takes around 14 days through, because we went through one of the food clinics at the hospital, and it takes, like, there's a whole list of steps to even get to the chicken. So it might be the chicken every day for like 14 days, and then it might be touch the chicken for 14 days, then it might be smell it. So it's a lot of wastage, but and it's just one of those. And I think I used to get quite panicky because I'd be like, she's not getting enough nutrients, you know. But I've just kind of learned to let go, and I think being a bit more relaxed, she's willing to try things. And they do a group for under 15s. They are totally inclusive. They're amazing. Like lots of role play. So I can leave her there, and she shops up a storm in there, no trouble. Loves it. But it's, you know, they're all very, they make them feel welcome, you know. She's safe and she feels comfortable in there.
You mentioned about Dungeons and Dragons. So is that one of her interests?
Loves it. Yeah, I got her into that. I don't know how long that shop's been open.
I think just recently. There's a new shop.
they've expanded. They've taken over two now. Probably a year and a bit ago. And they used to do them at the library, actually, and then COVID hit, and then they didn't. Yeah, I think it was at Petone and the War Memorial, and then went around, they're like, oh, I don't know. So then that shop opened, I thought, oh, we'll try it out. So the first session I went along, I stayed for about half, and then I left, and then one of the dungeon masters actually has an autistic brother. They just made you feel so comfortable. They're like, just go and do your shopping or whatever. The kids will be fine. And now I just, she was like, when's the next session? Leave me there. Really comfortable. And then I also got her into, so from there it goes, you can do the Dungeons and Dragons. And then now she paints the little, you know, the little miniatures. So she's done a couple of sessions there, but otherwise she'll take them home and paint. So that's another skill.
Or
any disability, you know.
Yeah.
Just anything.
And there are a lot of
any way you're going to change it.
Yeah.
You know, like you can't go back to like something that happened in the 1980s, like, or even the 70s, where they were in like an IHC home and there was nothing. Like, you need, these people have amazing skills.
Yeah, they can. I mean, they're
so clever.
If I put it this way, they are now taxpayers. Yeah. I mean, if that's what they wanted to hear, if I will be honest.
Yeah. That's what I mean. It's just like, actually, because that's the hard bit for a lot of them, is the whole job interview, the process is so overwhelming for them. And they don't know, but they've got they'd be amazing. Do you know what I mean? You look at their skill set, but it's just getting them through there.
And they're focused. They are like,
and having an understanding. I mean, if they can work from home, or if they can work on a desk with no light or with no sound near the noisy fridge or whatever it is. Do you follow Tony Atwood and Sue Larkey? Yeah, they're good. I always get like they have some pretty cool things, eh?
Yeah, that's where I heard about the gifts and surprises that if there's an if you're going to a party with an autistic person, make sure that you mention what's inside because they usually they don't like surprises like that.
We've never had an IEP and I have asked a couple of times, so but they are managing her is what they say.
How is that? I mean, every parent that I've heard, they've had IEPs as well. Is it only for the high needs or only?
Everyone is meant to have one, and I've only just been kind of learning a lot about them. So every child with a disability is meant to have them, and basically it's an adjustment of the normal work they would set for the normal classroom. So
for neurotypical,
yes,
right?
Yeah. So if, for example, Ava might need a little bit longer or she is quite capable of writing, but say for those kids that need to write on a device or like sometimes pen and paper is very hard for them. Autism New Zealand's employment program.
Yeah, that one.
And then there's UB College, which is based in Wellington train station, so they can go there from 16. So they do mixed media, there's lots of like IT security, there's lots of different options. They can learn in the very small classrooms, like maybe 10 per class. And a lot of families that we get, we're finding like the children, I find between 15 and 17, they're getting to that bit where the pressure's on for exams, and you've got to be really careful of the burnout. So some of them take the children out and they'll either do like a couple of days dual enrolments or some at Takura, so they'll pick their favourite subject so it can be done at home, and then say 2 days at a college because they just get so overwhelmed by it all. So it's just learning to make sure that they recharge a little bit.
So when you say you recharge, do you have any in particular that they can start doing, like meditation?
Whatever they're into. If you have a I'm just thinking for Ava, she loves like nature's really good for her. And we would cut back like play dates, just giving her time to herself, so just to recharge, making sure she's having enough sleep, obviously eating a bit better. So it depends what your kid's into. If they're a runner, you know, obviously they might like to run the hills. It's just their way. Like I myself, if I've had a stressful day, I like to walk the hills. I love walking or listening to music. So it's whatever I guess your child's into, if it's like art, painting, drawing, whatever, swimming.
In my case, if there will be like, let's say there's a party in a new place, what we will be doing is we're going to visit that before the party.
Yes, that's what we do.
That's what
yes,
we do.
We do that too. And we'll scan the menu or I'll text the mum and go, what kind of food's there? She's pretty good now. Depending on what time the party is, I'll either feed her before she goes, and at least then I know if it's only cake, she'll eat cake. But generally party food's party food, and she'll just eat all the sweet stuff, and that's fine.
Right, so how are you going to parties and stuff? Because this is what we usually do, like party, sorry, not party, but children's party and stuff.
So if you have, like, if it's your son's birthday?
During my son's birthday, it's only just family. He hated the noise.
I was going to say, we learned that very quickly. It took us till she was about 7 or 8, and she'd have birthdays. And then half the time, not even before that, she'd go and hide in her wardrobe. And I'd be like, well, the cake blowing. And then actually last year, she said, can I have a cake? And then she had a couple of friends around, and she said, can you actually not sing me happy birthday? Just blow out the candles. And I was like, yeah, that's fine. So you learn over time what works, what they want, and quite often, like surprises, she hates them. So quite often she will go online and pick what she wants for her birthday. So last year she went into AliExpress and she had, it was great, like she knew what she ordered, but it came randomly over like 3 months, you know. Then we will buy her something, but I will say, this is what we're going to get you, so she knows rather than anticipation. Because it's like on Christmas, if you have all these presents, it's very overwhelming, and if everyone's watching you open it and to see your reaction, it's
I also have a daughter, so I'm just thinking like, okay, I bet she's gonna be more open to mom,
very open. Dad probably doesn't, he knows, but he doesn't know, you know. Don't tell dad. Dad's coming.
So it needs to have like a bond between mom and daughter, right?
I guess most dads, but I don't know. She just came to me, so it's been way easier than what I thought. She's taken it really well.
Going back to that deodorant and being familiar with oh, there's a deodorant here and blah, blah, blah. So she has no sensory
She didn't like sprays. So I've narrowed it down to a natural one now that's just got a hint of, I think it's rose. I just get a pack and save. Aotea Road, it's a New Zealand one. And she, yep, every day.
And she's okay with hygiene. I've heard there are some kids who doesn't like toothbrushing during their...